Hello friends, this is Fishball Inside, episode number 53. Yeah, and this is recorded live in Freistadt from the under 18 and under 21 European Championships. And this is a special episode because we have two special guests. First, welcome our first Vice President Gastão Engler. Hello, Gastão.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be in Europe and to be together and see with my eyes the European summer season, Fishball summer season, that it's always a pleasure to be here and happy indeed.
And it's just one day after your birthday, so congratulations once again. You yesterday became 59. Yeah, you look even younger, but it's already 59. And our second guest is, he was the co-host until the episode number 51. It's Christoph Oberlehner. Hello, Chris.
Hello and welcome to everybody. Great to be part of this episode again after missing many episodes as a co-host, and I'm happy indeed to be back and excited to follow this episode.
Guys, let's talk about Chengdu. It's just a little bit more than 2 weeks away when we fly to China, the People's Republic of China. Gastão, you hosted last Monday a session and informed the Fishball community, the team captains, the coaches about the latest updates. Give us some insights about how the preparations are in Chengdu.
Okay, thank you very much for this opportunity. I think the most important thing that I would like to share with everyone is that I was positively surprised how much effort, how much love these people, that they are not from Fishball, because this is the characteristic from this multi-sport events as World Games. You are working with local people and they are not really like, they don't know Fishball and something like this. But since last December, we have every week a meeting to discuss about the different topics, and you never know how would be the situation in the practical life if you go there. That's why I was really saying to them, I will not never feel like comfortable if I don't see the field or the structure really ready. Then when I was there, it was last week of June, and as much as I step inside the venue, I would say not only the fields, I was really wow. Because all tents, and each team has one individual tent with conditioning air, with a refrigerator inside, and table and seats. This tent is not like a tent, I would say. It's almost a house, because this is 8 meters long per 9 meters wide, covered, closed. So this is something we are not used to, surely, because I was in many World Games. This is absolutely not something normal. They are really caring a lot about the people. And then we but the most important point, it was when I was there, it was that let me see the fields, because you know it's a big challenge if you play in a park. But they started 1.5 years ago, they started with the leveling of the surface, which was something okay, but I was afraid, because as much as you work in the leveling, that means you will introduce a new grass on the field. But I was also like positively surprised that they plant the field 1 year before in another place, and then as much as the leveling was ready, that which was seven months before the competition, they brought the grass completely already mature and then ready. Then they put the grass over the field, and this is exactly how it is now. Like, the fields are looking really very good. We have two match fields and two practice fields, and of course my last concern about this, it was like how will be the bounce of the ball, because this is a big challenge, because people don't know that in Fishball we need the ball bouncing. Then we establish one short, very simple test, which is that we have to throw the ball like 8 meters high, and after the bounce, the ball must go until 3 meters high, right? Which is 1 meter over the net. And the ball was 6 weeks before the World Games, the ball was already bouncing 3 meters high if you throw the ball 8 meters to the air. So we could start to play like already 3 weeks ago.
So, Gustav, if we summarize all this information, it's if you talk about the venue, the FISPO venue, just thumbs up, everything is already prepared as far as I understand.
Yes, everything is prepared. I was really, the grandstands, they were already there. The VIP stand, they were already there. The stands for the players, they were already there. Everything, really, everything was ready. The only thing that was missing in the end, it was only like the media stuff, but I think this is surely the last stage, that is like cables for the internet or whatever, this kind of thing, or the restroom from the players, that I was also like surprised, because it's a big, two big rooms, one from women, one from men, and with seats inside, with locker rooms, with tables, with a place, conditioning air, like it's a building that is to support the players during the competition when they are not on the field. That is something that it's the first time I'm seeing something like similar like this.
Chris, it's not the first World Games you will attend, it's already the third edition. What comes to your mind when you talk about the preparation and your expectations of Chengdu? You prepare together as Secretary General, together with our event director, Sönke Spiele, also the overall approach. What comes to your mind when you talk about Chengdu?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the Chengdu edition of the World Games, and each World Games edition was very special, and I still remember very well the Wroclaw Games in 2017, my first edition where I was part within the IFA, and then the Birmingham edition in 2022, when due to COVID the event was postponed for 1 year, and many things changed before the World Games took place in Birmingham, and if I compare this to Chengdu this time, it's different. It's almost what I expected, because the organizers are doing a tremendous job. They are very well prepared, very specialized in details. They deliver what we are asking for. We have regular meetings with them. They try to understand exactly what we need, because for them it's difficult. As Gaston said, they are not part of the FISPO community yet. They are not active players. Therefore, for them it's more complicated to understand what's necessary for our sport. And to be that precise and detail-orientated, that's a new level in the organization. We receive from the organizing teams compared to Wroclaw and Birmingham. We had a very good relation to all organizing teams, but the level of preparation this time is much higher than in the past. And I said this in our board meeting, I don't remember any event to be almost ready to start the competition 8 weeks before the World Games starts, and that's amazing, and we like it very much to cooperate with the Chinese, with the Chengdu team, and therefore it will be for sure very special World Games, and everyone could be excited being part of the games or follow the matches in the live stream or in the TV.
And you know, you are just to reinforce this word from Chris, I was really surprised, because I remember the first time when I was together with Sunk, it was already a surprise how much people were there. So it was me. Wow. Then this time, that was now, I went into the field, and then because the field was the main topic for this visit, then as soon as I stepped in the field, it was like 50 people there or something like this. Then I asked to Kim Hao, that is the head of local organization, said, "Kim Hao, how many people are directly involved only for FISPO?" He said 120, only for FISPO. And all these people that are here right now to see the fields together with you, this 27, if I'm not wrong, they are only for the fields. They only care about the fields. You talk about the little rocks and somewhere in the past, they are in the last 6 months, every week they go through the field to find if there's some small rocks in the middle of the grass, like to take these rocks off. And one guy is about the ball rebounds coefficient and everything. It's incredible. It's really, I really feel very happy to see how they love fistball, because they don't know fistball. And the last time I was positively surprised, just to add something, because I'm so happy about these things in China. They said, we have a surprise to you. It's okay. Then we brought me to see a video that was recorded this week, then the week before, with they practicing with the youth team. They said, well, our dream is to go to the next World Championship, U18 World Championship next year in Switzerland with both women and men team. I said, what the are you joking with me? So really, I said, yeah, because that will be too hard to play the World Games, but maybe the right way to start something is with the youth generation. So, these guys are special.
And Gaston, actually, that's the amazing part, what I love most at the World Games. We get in touch with new destinations, new countries. We introduce our sport to them. And if I remember Taiwan, 2009, I only know this from history and from talks from other people and from you, of course. They also started a national team in Taiwan, but in Wrocław, in Poland, this was also not the starting point, but a very important point in the history of the Polish Federation, because they generated some players out of the Wrocław organizing structure. And in Birmingham, they did the same. We did a tryout together with Patrick and Sebastian Thomas.
I remember that.
In Birmingham, there was a tryout for the US national team. And people who attended this tryout are still involved in the U.S. Fistball economy. Not much, but a few at least. And this is what's really amazing: the legacy of the World Games in a very special way, that we get in touch with new people and people get in touch with our sport and stay in our sport and felt in love with our sport.
I definitely agree with both of you, and I think we can echo each other that the World Games are very important for International Fistball Association and the world of fistball. It builds new relationships, it gives new destinations, and establish some really close cooperation also in the future. Guys, as time is running, the under 18 topic you just mentioned, Gastauer, is a perfect transfer to the event where we are currently now here in Freistadt. Gastauer, you have seen some of the matches, and Chris, you as well. What's your impression about this European under 18, under 21 championships?
Yeah, for me, I think this is one. There are two categories that for me is the most important moment for fistball, because as much as to empower these competitions in the young age, I would say, because this is the future, that is the present, it's the only category that you are working in the present but also for the future. That is, for me, it's amazing. This is a very good. I was positive surprised yesterday about the level. The finals with from 2021, it was really very good, and surely the future is saved for these teams. And today with the U18 and the structure, I was happy with the structure as well, because it looks like very good. Like the crowd, the people that came to see the grandstands, they were full. And the structure is like a world championship, isn't it? Like a World Cup at least. So I'm happy to be here.
Six teams here present. It's Czech Republic. It's Italy, men, women. Yeah. It's incredible. Denmark is here.
That's the point I wanted to add to what Gaston said. That makes me happy indeed. Six different nations participating in the under 18 and under 21 European Championship. Congratulations to the European Federation, to the organizers here. Congratulations to all the nations who are able to participate here. That's a very important sign for our sport that Denmark, Czech Republic, Italy are also part of the event here, and that they invest in the youth, because the youth is the future of tomorrow. And yeah, that makes me happy most. And also the surrounding is perfect for the event. So congratulations not only to the European Federation, but also to the local organizers from Freistadt, with Gernot Wagner as head of the organizing team. He and all involved people and volunteers did a tremendous job, and they prepared a perfect stage for the for all the players. And I talked to many players and coaches. Everyone loves it very much, and they love to play in front of a big crowd and to show their best fistball to the crowd.
And you know, Jorn, I would like to mention something that today, this morning, we were taking a breakfast together with Peter Oberlehner, and he said something that it went inside my mind. It's like, fistball is a philosophy of life, he said. He was exactly this phrase, because it's not only in this nowadays behavior from the young generations, like a lot of cell phones and so on, this technology that is is everywhere. And he said, look, yesterday I was here, and I saw like the players were interacting each other, like kids and fathers, and they were also here. So it's not only the competition. And this is, I think, the thing that surprised me really the most, is the event is much bigger than the fistball competition. Fistball competition is only the point that connect all these people. It's very rare to see, and I am very used with the sports international scenario in general. It's very rare to see some sport where all family come to see. You see soccer that you go to see with your friend. You see another sport that you go to see with somebody else, but to see the match. But a sport that you go to enjoy the event, not only the matches, I think this is very rare to see. And I saw this during all day long, yesterday and today as well.
I can only echo all your comments on this event. And in just a few minutes, we'll see the gold medal matches. And that's why we have to jump over to our third and last topic for today. And that's the upcoming week with the World Tour final in Vöcklabruck. Chris, would you like to give some insights what to expect? The competition will start with the opening dinner on Wednesday, and then competition starts on Thursday. What else should be known about this event before?
Yeah, it's a historic moment, to say it that way. It will be the last World Tour finals in this composition. Eight teams in the men category, eight teams in the female category. And we will change this in the future because we renew the World Tour itself, and also the qualification process will be new in the future, and therefore it will be very historic. We will see excellent fistball for sure. We will have a great venue and a great event organized together with Union Tigers Vöcklabruck. Under the leadership of Stefan Huemer, all the team of Vöcklabruck is working for months already very close together with us, with Gaston, with Sönke, with me, to prepare also, compared to Freistadt, to prepare the perfect stage for the best club teams in the world. And it's amazing to have so many big and important events with the best of the best of our sport within just a few days, within a few kilometers. In Nussbach, they hosted the final three event of the Austrian National League in the end of June. This weekend it's the under 18, under 21 European Championship in Freistadt, and only a few kilometers next to Freistadt, the World Tour Finals in Vöcklabruck takes place. Will be another cool event. Hopefully the weather will help us as well, and we have similar conditions to Freistadt. The weather forecast is not that good at the moment, but yeah. We pray and cross our fingers that this will change. And if you're around, don't miss this event. You will see amazing fishbowl no matter what weather it is.
Chris, two remarks on that. Fishbowl community, cross your fingers not only, but stay tuned. I think weather will change very briefly, so it might already be at the next weekend. Perfect condition to come to Vöcklabruck. And another thing, when you mentioned all these events in Upper Austria, maybe you should rename Upper Austria to the Fishbowl State of Austria. This could be something very good. Gastau, last question concerning your, what do you think? Vöcklabruck is now really on the run. They won against Funkstadt, the European Champions Cup. We have seen an incredible match at last year's World Tour Final in Mannheim. So what's your expectation concerning the level of fishbowl we can expect in Vöcklabruck?
I was talking this morning with some friends of fishbowl for a long time. I was saying to I think so, since long time ago, I have never ever seen such a high level as it is right now, because in the past, fishbowl was like more like physical stuff. But nowadays, like the technical level is really very high. Like the coaches and the players, they know each other very well, which means it's absolutely necessary the precision and to take the right decision and the right moment, because otherwise we will not win, because everyone is so well prepared. And my expectation, for example, is to have a very, very high level. And surely the decision will be taken like in the details for some team that is feeling a little bit better at the day, or managing a little bit better the condition, the wind or the wet field or whatever. And but the clubs, I would say the club competition from fishbowl has increased a lot, so the level of the teams that are really very, very, very high. So I expect it will be surely a very interesting event and quality event when we talk about really performance. If you are looking forward to see what is a good performance in fishbowl, surely you have to be part of the World Tour Finals, because this is what we are talking about when we talk about fishbowl.
And that says the one who is the most decorated player trainer in male and female club events ever. Thank you so much, Gastau Engler, our first vice president of the International Fishbowl Association and the president-elect who will take over from the beginning of September, and Chris Oberlehner, our Secretary General. This was episode number 53. Thank you so much for your interest. If you like this episode, just give a thumbs up or follow us. We will publish the next episode just right after the World Tour Final, Monday in 1 week, and then it's already time to prepare ourselves not only for the German Championships, but also for the Chengdu travel time. So once again, thank you so much, Gastau. Thank you, Chris, and see you soon on the fishbowl pitches around the world.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. All the best. See you soon.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.
Viva la Podcast. Podcasten muss sich wieder lohnen.
Wir bieten dir kostenloses Podcast-Hosting ohne Limitierungen.
Du kümmerst dich ums Podcasten.
Und wir kümmern uns um den Rest.
Und das Beste daran, du verdienst auch noch Geld. Ab dem ersten Hörer.
Der ersten Hörerin. Besuche uns auf kostenlos-hosten.de und informiere dich.
Teure Hostingkosten müssen nicht sein. kostenlos-hosten.de. Die Podcast-Re-Evolution.